So I have enjoyed my new country. I have never lost my foreign accent because when I was evacuated, I was in with so many different accents. I copied them all. In the end, I stayed in Scotland and I copied the Highland girls' accents, but as I have no contact with them, out comes my mother's accent. That can't be a bad thing. I think it's the best country in Europe for me.
Where's that?
Scotland? Because they're wholesome people. Unfortunately, I have very poor sight, but I like to be independent. I take my life in my hands when I go out. But when somebody sees that I'm struggling to go on a bus or crossing a road, they help me. Some people just grab me and I'm afraid of who it might be, but others say, "May I help you?" I don't think I would find that anywhere. Other countries, people are afraid to speak to strangers. I can only say good things. I've made good friends here. Unfortunately, many of them are no longer here, and I'm still making friends.
It's a good reason to make friends with people younger than you, isn't
Yes.
it?
Well, that's more difficult because the younger people today don't want the older. A generation ago, 60s, 70, yes, but not today. They are being re-educated now.
So, is there any final things that you want to say before we turn this off?
I said that I'm happy in the country here,
Yes, you've said all that.
but I'm sad that my family is not here. I am now here alone. One is in New York, where I have four grandsons, and one is in Cambridge, who has never found the Scottish lass yet.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time.
I would like to hear it. Thank you for coming.